Hey guys, we are interviewing the principal of Career Magnet Academy and some students, Savannah Keck and Trey Hurst. First, we've got questions for Savannah.
First, Savannah, you're in the first cohort of students who have met benchmarks to begin taking dual enrollment courses at Pellissippi State Community College. What has been your experience in those classes so far this year?
I have found that being at Pellissippi and being a junior already has given us a lot more experience moving into college next year or senior year, for already having that experience of knowing what a college setting is like.
Savannah, all of the pathways at CMA require students to take 3 to 6 additional classes after high school graduation in order to receive an Association of Science or Association of Arts degree, but your administrators tell us that you are attempting to complete a full-blown associate's degree by the time you finish high school as a student at CMA. What do you have to do in order to earn an associate's degree by the time you graduate?
Well, personally, I'm taking courses online and over the summer. I plan to take 2 over the summer and 2 each semester, so that by the time I get to senior year, I will have my associates.
All right, we're going to switch real quick to Trey Hurst.
Trey, you're a junior at CMA. Can you explain what pathway you chose to focus on, as well as the process for choosing pathways during the freshman year?
I chose to focus on the advanced manufacturing pathway because I want to own a business in graphic design, and we get exposed to 3D AutoCAD classes as well as a business course at the end if we choose. During the choosing process at CMA, we went on many field experiences to advanced manufacturing facilities as well as others, and I was blown away.
What would you say to a student who is considering coming to CMA as a freshman?
Just know that it's a rigorous course and it's rigorous learning. You have to go the extra mile, but know that there are teachers there that are willing to help and stay after to make sure you succeed in life. It's definitely a great start on your college experience, and it gets you ahead in the world.
Principal Hahn, what makes Career Magnet Academy unique among other schools in the county and also in the state?
I think what is so unique about Career Magnet is that we are an early college, which means our students are exposed to college courses starting as a freshman, doing dual credit. But also, as part of our early college, we're also career and tech ed. So kids can leave with a general associate's degree and transfer to any 4-year university. They can leave with industry certifications and go straight to the workforce. They can leave with almost an associate of applied science. And again, once they finish that, go straight into the workforce. So we have so many exit points. And I think really what makes us special is we are all about a diploma plus. So it's a high school diploma plus something else. And what that looks like may be different for every kid, but it's something unique that you can't get anywhere else in the county.
Principal Hahn, what type of students are typically the most interested in attending Career Magnet Academy?
I think we got a couple of different the types of kids that really do well for us. One are those kids who really just want to jumpstart on their future, who say, you know what, I know I want a 4-year degree. I want to go ahead and knock out some of those requirements, those general ed requirements that everybody has to take. And I want to go ahead and get those done while I'm younger. I know I can do it. And then I want to go into a 4-year school. And then there are kids who really know I'm very interested in homeland security, or I'm interested in advanced manufacturing. I know I want to be a teacher. I know sustainable living is my future. They know that they are interested in one of those pathways, and they have a real strong desire for that, and they're going to work really hard and do what it takes to be a scholar and to be a Pellissippi student as a junior in high school.
That's all we have for you guys today. We'd like to thank you guys for taking time out of your day and coming to join us here for WKCS Radio.
Thanks so much for having us.
We will be back in hopefully 3 minutes. We advise you guys again to come on down here to the Standard, located at 416 West Jackson Avenue in the Old City. Again, we will be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to WKCS 91.1 FM.